Come on, let's go.
Hurry up.
I was grabbing a beer.
Welcome to Porch Talk, the podcast where 20-somethings figure out their lives and help you figure out yours along the way. I am Eric.
Ezra, Brockwood Elementary, class of 06, valedictorian.
And I'm Morgan, not a regular mom, but a cat mom.
We have to address this off the top because I forgot about this. Morgan got another cat and she's now gone into crazy cat lady status.
Yeah, it's kind of sick. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, but I don't think it's sick because technically Scarlet is Dawn's cat.
That's three cats. Too many cats in one household.
Yeah.
No. It's fine.
And like, was it Don's idea to get the cat or was it your idea to get the cat and Don just signed off on it?
No, he wanted a cat. And then we went to brunch.
But he already has two.
Yeah, but then we went to brunch and we had a couple drinks and we were like, let's go get that cat. It's a beautiful day out.
Cool. Making, cool.
None of you got that lunch, boy. Jesus. Come on, man. All right, we got a lot to get into. I don't think we should waste any time. First things first, other countries have no clue how big America is. What the fuck is that about?
Okay, here we go, here we go, here we go. I've been seeing a lot of this. I've seen a foreigner talk about this on TikTok, and I kept seeing it coming up, and I've been saying this to people as well. Okay, anyway. I've been sharing this as well. When people talk about how traveled they are and how they live in the UK or they live over in those like Russian countries and they travel a lot, they visit a bunch of countries, this, that, and the third. The South Americans who've been to like 15 countries. I think people fail to realize how big America is. One guy was breaking it down. Like, he lives in London. You can be to like 8 other countries with a 45-minute train ride. There are some states, Texas, it's 10 hours long. You can't even be in, you drive 10 hours, and you are still in fucking Texas. I think people really don't realize how far and how big of a country America is. Like, even just, like, not even just Texas, like, California's long and shit, just the East Coast. There are niggas who have lived in Vermont all their life. They don't know shit about Virginia. They don't know shit about Florida. It would be crazy. Them shits is like 15 hours apart. I think like foreigners and Europeaners for specific and the South Americans, how close in proximity their countries are to other countries and how easy it is for them to travel to other countries. I think they hear Americans talk about how they don't travel or haven't traveled as much and they kind of trip a little bit when it's like, buddy, we got 50 states, and, like, they are very, very far away from each other. Like, if you in PA, getting to Colorado ain't easy. You could be to, like, 4 or 5 countries easier than you could get from PA to Colorado if you're in Europe and shit like that.
Did I ever show you guys the Christmas gift I got for Dawn? It was, like, it was, like, this country puzzle. Like, it was made out of wood. And you have to put it together. So it took us, they were like, oh, it will take an hour. It literally took us like 2 to 3 hours. And to see how small, like, America is this big, and then there's literally states that are like this small that we are like, what the fuck is this piece even? Like, you had to squint to even see the name in it. Like Malta. Have you ever heard of Malta before?
No.
I have a friend whose name is Malte.
Yeah. Well,
that's close. It's
so fucking small. So, yeah, I agree with that. And, like, they're all stacked up on each other. And even if, like, some of them kind of look like just a little island and they're in between the countries, all you need to do is, like, fucking swim there.
Literally, it's... These niggas are taking day trips to different countries, and the day trip is like a 40-minute drive. Like, that's crazy.
They have like the little like trains that will take them throughout the entire, like, I don't know, countryside.
Yeah, that shit is crazy.
I mean, it is, but it's also kind of similar to, like, if you live in, like, the DMV or, like, the Northeast, where, like, you could take a train from, like, D.C. to, like, Philly in, like, an hour and some change. It's kind of like that, but then America also has those massive scales where it's, like, we're talking about as your sister coming to the wedding and, like, thinking about driving from, what, Cali or whatever.
Yeah.
It was, like, 2 or 3 day drive, and I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's like, that's crazy. Like, some of these niggas can drive from one border of their country to the other border, and it might take them 3 hours. And they talk about how they travel. And it's like, no, you travel, I guess, by definition of the word, like, you're cultured. But, like, America's so big, and every state damn near has its own shit. Like, PA is nothing like Louisiana. Louisiana is nothing like Texas. Texas is nothing like Cali. So, if you're just traveling in America, it's not like you're not traveling. It's not like you're not experiencing different cultures. Because, like, all these states is very, very different.
Yeah. I mean, shit, we're driving around doing all these wedding venues. And even, like, these certain pockets we're going to are, like, this is very different vibes from, like, when we were in the Berg and, like, up in fucking Maryland over here, Maryland over there, Baltimore. Like.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's keep the train moving. Let me ask you guys about this. What are things you're willing to gatekeep? You know, sometimes you'll see a lot of posts. I think the ones that pop off on socials are like people find good food and they're like, I'm going to gatekeep the fuck out of this and never tell anybody.
I don't get it.
So what are some things you guys are gatekeeping?
I don't get it. I'm not gatekeeping shit. I tell people all my secrets. The only thing I will gatekeep is my man. That's it. You guys know the rest.
I'm telling you right now, I'm 100% gatekeeping good food. And here's why. It's not all greed. Some of it is greed, but it's not all greed. Have you ever found like a little spot and it was really like that? And then you come back a few months later and it seems everybody know about the spot. Now the spot that you can go in, grab your cheesesteak and get out real quick. Now there's a line. Now you wait in 20, 30 minutes. Now you call in and you can't get seated. It's like, no, I'm not dealing with that bullshit. I'm just not telling niggas about it. I can keep a secret. If I find something lit, ain't nobody finding out about it. So a good restaurant or a low-key like mom and pop spot, I'm not telling nobody. Well,
there's a thing with like girls that if they have like a really cute outfit on or have really cute shoes, and you're like, oh, where'd you get them? And you're like, oh, I don't even remember. I got them like so long ago. And it's like, okay, cool. But if someone were to ask me, I'm telling them. I mean, unless it really was a long time. But I think that is such a lie half the time. When a girl tells you, oh, I got it forever ago, she just doesn't want to tell you. She doesn't want you to have the same shit. And that's fine. But I personally am not like that.
I'm not mad at that. Yeah, I was about to say, drip. You can gatekeep drip too. Because the lamest shit ever is niggas pulling up in the same shit. Like, what? You can't fuck with this crew that I got, and then you went out your way to get the same crew. Fuck no. I'm gatekeeping that. If I find, mine are almost all selfish reasons too. If I find like a mechanic who do shit on the low, like, yeah, you can take your shit to Valvoline and get it oil changed for 80, or my boy do it for 30. My boy do brake pads and rotors for 45. Like, I'm not telling niggas about him because then that's going to fuck up my situation. Now I'm having to wait when beforehand, like, I can just take it there and we good to go. Somebody asked me where I got my girl's car tinted at, and I was like, ugh, I don't know because I'm going to have to tint mine soon. The only reason I'm letting that slide is because, like, how often do I need to tint my car? Like, I only got one car. I'm only going to need to tint it one other time, so I might be able to let you know why I got this shit tinted.
Yeah, honestly, I did think of one person I would gatekeep, and that's the plug. But,
oh,
yeah, and that's more so for them, because you can't just be telling everybody, like, who you get your stuff from. Especially if they're unreliable. There's nothing more embarrassing than you, like, referring someone, and then they just act a fool. And now the plug is looking at you like, all right, well, now I don't want to do business with you anymore. So that is one person I would gatekeep.
As I remember when you were on your old job, you were gatekeeping that bathroom spot that you found.
Oh.
that popped back
at the restaurant? Or was it? It was a...
It looked like corner store, like, slash restaurant, whatever you were?
Nah, I had to, because, like, again, I don't want it crowded. Like, I was on the road a lot. I do not want niggas knowing where I'm stopping to go to the bathroom. I did that same shit when I was at DHL, though, because they had a bathroom right in, like, the very, very back near receiving, and nobody is ever on that side of the warehouse. Told nobody about that shit. And then one of the managers was clocking me one day and followed me back there. And he was like, he kept talking to me. And he was like, where you going? I'm like, going to the bathroom, nigga. And he was like, oh, shit, there's a bathroom back there? And like a week later, now I see everybody going to the fucking bathroom back there. I'm like, come on, bro. Like, you don't tell a nigga a good thing. You keep that shit to yourself.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. Like, a good bathroom spot, like, when I was in college, if I found one, when I was working at, like, certain jobs, if I found one, you can't tell anybody. Like, that's just, you just, if you find a secluded spot, gatekeep that.
I was just thinking about this bathroom at UD, and that's where I'd go every time, especially if I needed to shit. I didn't tell anybody about it. But I'm pretty sure, like, in some of the bathrooms there, there was, like, a teacher or someone that put, like, a camera in the girls' bathroom. So I was technically, like, saving lives too.
Okay. I'm also gatekeeping any like come up or scam. Like, if I know I'm doing something like semi wrong, but like gray area is, and I'm getting away with it, I can't tell other niggas about that so they didn't get found out. Like, if let's say fucking, what the fuck we dealing with? We'll just say something simple like shit. We going to get an oil change again. And you know this one oil change, for whatever reason, they update their prices. And this Valvoline still $29.99 while all the rest are like $35.50. I'm keeping that one to myself because I don't want a dumb nigga to go to the other one and be like, oh, well, this one over there is $29. Now they fucked up my situation. They didn't call that store. Now they all $35.
Yeah.
I think it's probably safe to say if you're doing any illicit activities or scams, you keep it to yourself, because more people that know about it, the more you're fucked, 1,000% of the time.
Yeah.
So recap, bathrooms, illegal scams, clothing, good
illegal
food.
Purchases.
Where do you guys stand on that? Like, you're gatekeeping good food spots for sure?
No.
I'm absolutely gatekeeping.
I'm not.
Yeah, I'm gatekeeping, that shit. At some point, social media is going to find it and ruin it, but yeah, I'm gatekeeping that shit.
Don't let Keith Lee go to your spot. You're done for. Everybody.
That pissed me off. I was thinking about it because I know a nigga who was saying he would gatekeep his barber. And I was like, depending on who your barber is, maybe. Because some of these barbers really be bullshitting now. And I don't want to have to fight hundreds of clients hitting them up for a slot.
Well, it's either that or the price is going up even more.
Yeah.
I don't need the price to go up anymore. So
definitely do not need the price going up.
We're just going to transition right here. Morgan was talking about cameras in bathrooms. Apparently, Airbnb host was found having indoor security cameras and then got banned.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Airbnb banned it nationwide. Like, not nationwide, but, like, platform-wide. Because you know how you can have, like, indoor rings?
Mm-hmm.
They were having, like, the ring cameras inside. And, like, some people are up front. Like, yeah, we have a ring in our living room. Or there's a ring out. Well, this one's like outside. But if people are like up front, there's rings in the kitchen, there are rings in the living room to make sure like there's no parties and shit like that. Airbnb has officially banned them from being able to do that.
I'm not mad at it, but I also kind of could see why Airbnb people would one want it. I mean, I feel like some of them definitely would do it for creepy reasons, not for safety precautions. But yeah, if someone's fucking up their house, they can't see any of that shit now. The only place I would say you couldn't have it is like the bathrooms or bedroom.
Yeah, I was looking at it. I've seen some people talk about it on Reddit. I've been hearing about this ban coming for a while. I didn't know if it go through or not. It's kind of mixed emotions because some people are like, they're creeps, fuck them. And it's like, yeah, if it's in a bathroom or the bedroom and it's not like known yet. But I've seen, like, the Airbnb hosts who are like, it's known, these aren't hidden, we put it in the advertisement, like, yeah, we've got cameras and where they're at, and it's part of their, like, home ownership. I want to make sure that their shit's not fucked up, and then, like, if something does get fucked up, they've automatically got that evidence. It's tricky, because I get it from, like, the customer standpoint, like, I want niggas monitoring me, but I also get it from, like, the business owner standpoint, like, where we need to make sure we covered.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not mad at the concept. But I think if, like you said, if you're someone's being upfront about it in their listing, like, these are we have locations in the living room and the kitchen just for whatever sake, and like, you're fine with that, and you know, click some box saying you're good with that, then I don't see the issue. But I guess it's probably safer than having a bunch of creeps doing creepy stuff that you don't know about with these hidden cameras.
In Atlanta, we literally got an Airbnb house for one night to throw a Halloween party. And as soon as we saw someone say that they had cameras in the house, we were like, nope. But yeah, they're pretty upfront about it.
Y'all gonna say, like, they listed, they advertised that we got cameras.
But it's still just the indoor. People can still have the outdoor ones, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can have the outdoor rings and shit. So you can, like, kind of monitor who coming in and who coming out. The problem with that is, like, you got to put one at damn near every door because niggas gonna get creative.
Shit, fucking windows, who knows?
Yeah.
I've always thought about that when people are like, only X amount of people in the house. Like, if, do you think there's people that are really monitoring, like, the comings and goings of their Airbnb? Like, if they get a notification, making sure there's not.
Absolutely. I seen somebody post on Reddit about how they shit got shut down and they didn't get a refund. And then they found out that they had booked it the same day to somebody else because when they had came in, like, the ad said 6 people. And when they had came in, like, 9 people walked in, and she immediately, like, notified them that they had to leave, or she was calling the cops. And then they didn't get a refund because, like, they technically, like, broke the agreement or whatever. And then they said that same day they drove back and there were other people, like, coming in. And I was like, yo, Airbnb don't play, one. And then two, I done seen the joints where, like, fucking, it'll be, like, owners who, like, live across the street and shit, and, like, Airbnb the house right across the street. And the moment you pass that, you're toast.
Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah. Thought about the ones where, like, we were looking at, because we got to go down to Charlottesville to look at some, like, venues, and we're like, we don't feel like driving, or, like, 3+ hours it's going to be in the morning, and then driving back, so we're going to get an Airbnb. It was, like, the ones that are, like, split levels where, like, you have the bottom and the top. And I was like, why would anybody sign up for that? I don't want to be, like, I'm just going to a hotel if I was going to do that shit. Like, what the fuck are you talking
about? I absolutely agree. And the ones where, like, the owners live there and it's, like, on our own premises, I'm like, get a grip. Never happening. I actually stayed at one like that before one time, and it was only because I was in a bind and I was going to the middle of nowhere PA for, like, a one-day trip. So I was like, fuck it. But yeah, it's kind of strange to me.
Yeah, I want to know parts of that. I don't really know how to transition to this, so I'm just going to ask you, what are your thoughts on manslaughter?
Yes, sir! Yes, sir! Let me fucking transition.
Was there more context? I don't remember on the list that there was.
No, there was no context. So, yeah, I was just wondering thoughts on manslaughter was, because, like, I feel like manslaughter is, like, one, very vague, very controversial. It's different than murder because it's generally an accident, I want to say. But, like, do y'all support, like, jailing niggas for accidents? Do you think there's enough punishment if it was accidental? Is it, like, it was an accident, so maybe they don't need jail? What are your thoughts on manslaughter? Okay,
so there could be people who get manslaughter from just, like, negligence. And I think, but let's say it's your job to not be negligent. Like, it could be you're babysitting or you're a lifeguard. I don't know what it could be. You're the primary, like, caregiver and someone gets hurt. I don't know. I feel like you're totally at fault. Or, like, you could get manslaughter for being a drunk driver and someone dies. And that, I think you should go to jail for. Like,
so is that manslaughter? Is that manslaughter? Or should that just be murder? You murdered a nigga.
I think sometimes
once we start talking, like, you... No, it's right now it's manslaughter. But, like, to me, once we start talking, like, you are impaired on drugs and you kill somebody, I'm chalking that up to your murder.
Yeah.
That's not manslaughter for me.
Definitely.
But the neglect ones, I do. those neglect ones, those get tricky because, like, hey, maybe you were the lifeguard on duty and you was on your phone and that nigga drowned. So now you got manslaughter on your record. But, like, are we jailing niggas for accidents?
I'm fine with the current system because I don't think I have a better solution to the current system.
I got a better solution. We don't jail niggas for accidents. We continue to jail murderers, but accidents, no. And here's why. I was thinking about this. Where do you think they put niggas who commit manslaughter? They're not going to jail. They're going to the pen. So now we're putting niggas who accidentally made a mistake, generally, with killers. Like, these are real criminals. Hardened criminals. In the same spot as niggas who made a mistake. Something about that, I don't know. I can't get behind it.
But there's certain degrees to crime, so I would assume that if you were going to, like, the pen, there would be a significant, like, negligence or just criminality to your crime of killing somebody that would warrant that. Like, I don't think if, let's say you took a right on red when you weren't supposed to and, like, you hit, like, just tap some old lady and then they ended up dying, I don't think that's the same as, like, you hitting 125 on the highway, switching into a different lane and, like, going head-on with somebody else, but you were drunk, so you were fine. Like, there's levels to it.
Yeah, okay, so what do you think about... I already feel like I know what you're going to say to this, Ezra, but remember that case where that girl was texting her boyfriend, so like convincing him to kill himself? And then he actually ended up killing himself? What do you think about that?
That is not manslaughter. I hope she did not get hit with no charges.
I knew you were going to say that.
Shorty texted you kill yourself. Not she was chasing you. Not she was in danger. Shorty texted you. You read some words and killed yourself. That's on you, nigga.
I mean, it was so much more than that. Like, she was she sent him over like 100,000 texts telling him to do it.
But why? What was the context of that again?
I think he was just depressed, and she like was loving that. I don't know.
She was like feeding all like, of it, like, yes, I love you.
She wanted to like have a story where she got to like play the sad girlfriend after he was dead. I'm pretty sure like is what they found out.
Christ.
And could get sympathy.
I wonder what happened, because like I hope she, not I hope, but for the narrative, it wouldn't make sense for her to be in jail, because I'm not going to lie. You kill yourself off some words, like, I can't hold the person who said those words accountable.
Okay. All right. I'll look it up and see if we can find out. Okay. So this guy died. Let's see.
Involuntary manslaughter.
I can't call it that. Like, he killed himself. Nigga committed suicide. You can't have suicide and manslaughter.
Yeah, but...
Oh, she pussied out. She waived her right to a jury trial and was heard in front of a judge instead.
I felt really bad for the guy.
What?
I did. Because the girl... I forget. I watched this documentary or docuseries, I don't know what it was, like so long ago. But she was an evil little girl, like... Even her friends were, like, disgusted by her. But even prior to her doing it, like, she lost her.
She was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter, and she was sentenced to 2.5 years in prison, but it was later reduced to 15 months.
15 months? That's a year and 13. Nah. Here's my problem with that. Like, are we punishing people for just being bad people? Because he's just a bad person. He is not actually a killer. Like, that's on the nigga who killed himself. He is the killer amongst us.
I mean, I think the whole basis of law is criminalizing people for bad actions of bad people.
Her defense attorney was, like, saying, like, you can't put her to jail because she's thing.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, there's a difference between being a bad person and a criminal. I don't really know what crime was committed there. Like, she was bullying a nigga? Is bullying a crime now?
It is.
She only served 11 months and 12 days of her 15-month sentence.
Sheesh, that's too much. That's too much. We're getting too soft.
Okay. So there's a more recent story about this football player who is getting bullied by his teammates, and they put peanuts in his locker knowing that he's severely allergic and could die.
No, that's kind of crazy.
No, that's different. That's not bullying. That is a crime. They poisoned this nigga.
Attempted murder, dude.
Yeah, like, that's an actual crime.
It was just a prank.
No, pranks can be a crime. That one, I gotta give that one a crime. Like, they got what's coming.
So Ezra's basis for, like, bullying and manslaughter is like, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Yeah. That's where he's at with it.
Yeah, you can't verbally, like, bully yourself. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, what was crazy was that the school didn't do anything to those kids.
Well, if it depends who was the better player. That's how college football works.
Yeah, well, he was in high
school. I'm assuming this is high school.
Yeah, he was in high
school. Okay, yeah. High school.
Oh, well, yeah. It's who was the better player for sure then?
Definitely. Yeah. Listen, we did not need him.
Senior, still on JV, and they're like, listen, what are we doing here? He's taking up spaces. All right, just another different, completely different topic here. Have you gotten to the point where you're not really taking shots when you go out, whether it could be age-related, relationship status-related? I'm going to tell you right now, I've retired from shots multiple times in my life. I think I might currently be retired from shots again. And I think it's more of the shots have caught up with me way too many times, and I hate the following morning, which is why I retired.
Oh, Don and I take shots together all the time.
I'm not a big shots guy anymore, truly. I do think, like, I'll take a shot if I'm, like, out and it's an event or we're really, like, going crazy. But, like, for the most part, I'm going to grab some beer. I'm going to grab some mixed drinks, probably just whiskey on the rocks. And that's probably what I'm drinking. I'm also not really at that stage where I'm, like, going out to, like, get fucked up and have the time of my life. Like, most of the time I'm going out, it's like something social. Like, even if we're getting fucked up, we're gonna be there for like 4 or 5 hours, and it's probably during the day.
Yeah,
so it's just like social drinking.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely don't go out anymore, but we just had St. Patty's Day celebration. Don and I woke up like before 9, and we just started going up until like 5 a.m. And then I had work the next day.
Jesus.
It was terrible. But I made it through.
Yeah, no, that's
all. Yeah.
Morgan, my question is for you. Because of where you work, do you
use the services?
Do you drink differently because you can just like IV yourself and be like kind of back to a little bit better than like normal people?
Yeah, for sure. It definitely helps.
That's a game changer.
I'll be like, I'll walk in, I'll go straight to the nurse, because I don't even need to get a full IV. The IV is better, but I'll just be like, can you give me a shot of Toradol, which is like Advil on crack, and Zofran, which helps with nausea, and then B12 gives you energy, and then I'm like, 30 minutes later, I'm like, all right, I can make it through.
You know what's like crazy? I had to look this up. Like, the NFL has like urge players to limit Toradol use, and Morgan's just ripping Toradol after like a night's out of like being hungover, which is insane.
Well, okay, Restore limits Toradol. They keep track, especially because we used to have like a bunch of like definitely steroid user men who would come in almost all the time and be like, I need some Toradol, my bones hurt. So Restore now limits it, but yeah, It's great. I love Toradol.
I have Morgan's addicted to Toradol. All right, I have a different question about drinking. Like, I've thought about this before also. Like, if we're out to dinner and I'm like, do I want a cocktail or not? And it's like a weird point between, like, do I want to pay, like, $15-$18 for a cocktail, like, just because I know it'll taste good, but I'm not, it's not going to get me, like, any real buzz going. Like, I almost feel like if I want to drink, I want to, like, get somewhere with that. I just don't want to have, like, one or two drinks. I feel like that's kind of wasting money and not doing anything for me.
I agree.
Yeah.
Wait a second. Say that one more time just so I can be, like, certain I heard you.
So, like, basically, like, if you, let's say you're going out to dinner, right? And you're like, oh, looking at cocktails. Like, that looks pretty good. $15-$18 maybe, like, but am I only going to get one and just, like, enjoy it, but it's not going to get me anywhere? Like, I think if I want to drink in today's day and age, like, I want to get a little buzz going. Like, I want to make it
worth it. I'll probably have a drink before I leave, though.
Pre-game the dinner.
I'm probably at the same point. I was big on getting these drinks when I go out, and I was like, do I really want to? That's like an extra $15, $20. I'm already a little cheap. And then kind of like you said, it's like I paid $15, $20 for like a mid at best drink. Probably doesn't really have a lot of lick in it to then like sit here and eat. Like if I'm going to spend that, I'm going to have to be drinking for real. The only thing I would say is if I'm at a steakhouse, I might get like a whiskey to go with it. But like outside of that, I'm probably not tripping. Probably don't need a drink nowadays.
I'm going to get a drink.
I mean,
I might get a beer if I got an app while I'm waiting, if it's like just a little cash spot. But even at that, it's like the problem with beer is like once I get one or two, I'm trying to drink for real.
Yeah. That's why I like things with like brunch that you could get unlimited.
Yeah, if you're going bottomless, makes sense.
Yeah. Because you're paying, like, what, $20 per person? But then they, like, that's, yeah, at a regular restaurant, that's almost a drink.
Yeah. Now, the amount of times we'll go out to dinner, I'll look at my bill and I'm like, damn, did I really need to get this fucking trash-ass cocktail now? Like, probably didn't. I think that just means we're washed now.
Yep.
You two are washed, I'm not.
Before we get into our next topic, we wanted to give a quick shout out to the sponsor of this week's episode, Zencastr. When we first started recording Quartzhawk, we were using whatever rinky-dink setup we could, but we realized we needed to step our game up to a legit setup, and that's where Zencastr came in. It's now super easy to record a podcast with Zencastr. Log into your browser and start recording a high-quality podcast right away. Record studio-quality sound and up to 4K video with your guest. Feel a sense of Zen knowing Zencastr's multi-layered backups ensure you always have your recordings in the highest quality, even if the connection is unstable. Trust me, I know. If you have thought about podcasting before and realized that you need a lot of different tools and services, those days are over. With Zencastr's all-in-one podcasting platform, you can create your podcast all in one place and distribute it to Spotify, Apple, and other major destinations. Go to Zencastr.com/pricing and use our code PORCHDOG and you'll get 30% off your first month of any Zencastr paid plan. We want you to have the same easy experience we do for all our podcasting content needs. It's time to share your story. Honestly, they have a free plan too if you need it. Just as good. Shout out to Zencastr and let's get back to the episode.
Well, you know, speaking of going out, having a good time, let me bring you into this week's top five. We had a great top five last week that Morgan missed out on, unfortunately.
I forgot what it was, but yeah, it was good.
Those spring activities, get after it.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go first this time, this week, so you guys can't say that I copied you.
Okay. All right, well, maybe let me introduce the topic. So we're going to do top five things you do if you won $10,000. I also put the caveat of no saving. Anna did have a question if that included like buying stocks and stuff or like crypto. Yes. I'll let you guys decide yet. I figured.
Hey, no saving. What do you mean saving?
Yeah, you can't save it if you won the $10,000.
Yeah, like if you got $10,000, you can't be like, I'm saving all of this. My number one.
Because it wasn't in the note.
It was literally right underneath
it. It was no saving.
Morgan's first one is definitely saving.
No, no. Okay. But I definitely have to rearrange the second one. Okay. My number one is pay bills or any debt. to, I was going to say, put it towards some type of goal, whether it be like career inspired or for like future living, like a house.
Sounds like saving.
It does.
Well, whatever.
I'll put towards a house.
Okay. 3, shopping. 4, vacation. And 5, of course, a boob job.
That should have been your number one. You probably would have won if you just put that number one.
I didn't actually make the list, so this is all off the top of my head. So it's probably just things I've been thinking of lately. 1, if I won $10,000, I'm probably going to go on a vacation.
Copying me already.
Anyway, 2, I'm probably, since this doesn't count as saving, going to pay off my car. 3, excuse me, I'm probably going to make some modifications to my car, because that's a large sum of money. 4, since again, we can't save, if I'm at a spot where I've got the means to, I'm probably getting a fucking hot tub, because hot tubs actually aren't expensive, so like, why the hell do I not have a hot tub? So I'm getting a hot tub.
Love that.
And then the last one, I would put, I'm in between converting a room into a man cave and
not. You should put your hot tub in your man cave.
Get
ooh, indoor hot tub.
Hell no. I was going to say probably fencing the yard that I have if it's not fenced. If I have a fenced in yard at the time, I'm probably going on like a probably a little one of those like helicopter rides around the city, but none of that bullshit. I'm not doing the 30-minute one. I'm taking like a 3-hour trip. I'm hitting every city close.
So you're going on a helicopter ride around the city, but for a long time.
Yeah.
I love it. All right, my number one was obviously go on a trip. I think that's just the easiest way to blow some money. Number 2, switch it up. Just going to get some more tattoos. Why not? Just get a little fun with it.
Do you have tattoos?
I have one. I'm getting another one on Saturday, so I'm basically tatted now.
When the hell did you get tattoos?
I went last summer.
Oh, okay.
Number 3, I thought this would be fun. Like, hit a bunch of nice restaurants you normally wouldn't go to because the price tags are too crazy. So maybe, like, you look up some really high, like, Michelin star restaurants in your area and see if they, like, live up to the hype.
Nuts.
4, just going to revamp my wardrobe. I get a lot of ads for shit, and I'm like, this is sick. And then it's, like, $150 polo, and I'm like, I would never do such a thing. And number 5, get a sick home gym with an asterisk if I had a house. Because I wouldn't do that in my fucking 2-bedroom apartment. It makes no sense. Any honorable mentions? Morgan would get like 5 more cats.
Oh, I would build an ultimate cat room.
Ew.
I'd get a new laptop. That's ooh, one.
I would get a. Oh, that's a. You definitely need a new laptop. Sure. I would get a sick dog and then pay for it to get professionally trained, so I don't have to do anything. Slide into some real ones only talk. First things first, because we were talking about bars earlier. Why can't there be bars with like low music so you don't have to constantly yell the whole time? We were visiting friends in New York and like, listen, I know I'm washed. We were going out, people wanted to go dance, and I was like, nah, we kind of met in the middle, went to a bar that had some good music, good drinks and whatnot. But I was like, dude, I don't want to sit here and like, I see you guys for like 2-3 days. I don't want to sit here and yell to talk to you the whole time. Like, I just want to sit down and vibe and like relax. So like, why can't we have bars? Maybe you go 2 floors, right? You walk in like cool, chill vibes. You can go into a basement like back in college days where the party's at. Just an idea. Just a thought. Just a
concept. Yeah, my ears were fucking ringing after Saturday. I couldn't hear one person. I was like, what? The whole time.
I agree. That's why I have, what the fuck? That's why I hate, I hate fucking clubs for that reason. And then I don't understand that aspect. But also, it's not even just bars anymore. Because definitely don't have to be yelling while I'm like trying to socialize. And I feel like bars and clubs are getting too mixed now. Like, there's a difference. This is not a club. This is a bar for a reason. Like, keep that separate. But also, me and Mariah had dinner at like one of our favorite spots the other day here. And the fucking music was blaring. And I was like, nigga, it's 6 o'clock on like a Thursday. What the fuck y'all got going on? Why am I yelling over music? And then everybody has to talk louder. So that it just seems like yelling over loud noise. It is like, come on, man.
That happened when we were at dinner in New York. We were like, we were right next to a speaker. And I was like, dude, why is there music blasting? Like, I'm just trying to fucking talk right now. Like, come on.
Yeah, that's just like fucking crazy.
Yeah. Just make bars great again with quiet music, please. For the love of God.
Please make bars great again.
This is a real quick one. I just want to ask you guys, what do you think makes someone a runner? Me and Anna were having this discussion the other day where she was saying, like, I think you need to, like, run a lot. And I was like, Anna, like, you'll, like, sometimes run, like, 3 miles. Like, I think that makes you a fucking runner. She's like, no, I only do, like, randomly. And I'm like, listen, I don't know. If you run, like, multiple miles a week, I think you're a runner in some capacity.
I looked this up on Reddit, and what a lot of people were saying was, it really had more to do so with like how they felt while running. So once a lot of people were saying like after a month of running, so I was like, I was starting to look at the scenery and enjoy that. And then after my run, I was like, oh wait, I wasn't thinking about how much I hate this anymore. So they were like, I feel like I'm a runner now. And then someone said once they started getting upset for missed run opportunities is when he felt like a runner. Because I would never be upset about
I actually
that.
Like that a lot. That's a good baseline.
Yeah, I'm not mad at either of those. I would almost pretty much agree. My only caveat would be, I think it would be hard to tell somebody they're not a runner if they're running often. So I would just say, like, to me, doesn't really matter the distance or how much you enjoy it or whatever. If you're running like more than twice a week, I might two or more times a week, I'm probably calling you a runner. Honestly, if you do it once a week, I'm probably calling you a runner.
Yes.
I don't know. Once a week's not enough. I feel like it's kind of light.
But here's my thing. If you played the drums and you played drums every Friday or Saturday on your off day on the weekend, you would tell nigga you was a drummer.
And
so long as you do it like routinely, that's 52 times a year. You ran 52 times a year, you would call yourself a runner. I'm not gonna argue with a nigga and be like, no, you're not a runner. You make the cut.
And by running, are we talking about just outdoors? Or does treadmill running?
Outdoors or indoors? If you're on a treadmill, I think that counts. Mm.
Treadmill counts, but like you're not really a runner if you just run on a treadmill.
So if someone runs on a treadmill once a week, they're not a runner, even if it's the same distance.
Nah, they like a gym goer. They exercise for certain. They're not runners, though. You got to be outside to be a runner, man.
Putting up miles on the treadmill, you're a runner.
Hell no! The treadmill completely different than being outside running.
I mean, I think it would I agree, you would not run as well outside as you were on the treadmill, but if you were doing 5 miles on the treadmill, like, regularly, I think you could probably hit 3 miles outside easy. Probably 4, maybe.
I think it's easier to run outside than on a treadmill.
It depends where you live. If it's mostly flat, I have to assume so. People say it's harder on their, like, body to run on treadmill because it's not as
free. Yeah, and I'm fucking clumsy, so like it really freaks me out on a treadmill. It's trying to stay in the straight line.
Do remind me I think what's gonna be our last podcast this month? Damn, that doesn't work. Our last podcast will be on the 25th when we record. We'll do like a confessions cast. I think we should all check in on our New Year's resolutions 1/4 of the way through the year.
I already forget mine.
You said you want to write them down, dude.
Was it to find a man?
Probably. Now that it's getting warm, I'm getting ready to really get like out in the... What the fuck?
Can you stay focused?
My bad. I'm just dealing with like super dumb shit.
This man works from 3 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day.
I don't know why the fuck they did this shit. I'm almost, now that it's getting warm again, I'm gonna get into swim classes soon.
Ooh.
I'm gonna see me in the pool. Stop playing with it. I'm different.
Can we get some videos of you like at swim practice?
Oh my God, with floaties on?
Yeah, no, I'll definitely provide that context because like I'm a dog. I actually think I might know how to swim if I'm being honest with you. Because my mom was telling me I used to be able to swim as a kid. So like,
it's like riding a bike.
You blocked it out?
Yeah. No, I think like for whatever reason, I don't ever remember swimming. I just know I know how to doggy paddle. But like, I might really be Michael Phelps is what I'm saying.
I doubt that.
No, what I'm saying is like, there's nothing to doubt there. Like,
I doubt that you're like Michael Phelps for sure.
No, like, I agree that it's hard for you to fathom because I'm goated, but get a grip, nigga.
Yeah, okay, we'll see.
Oh, dude, last thing, how do we forget? We fucking sprung forward daylight savings time. It's going to be, like, sunsetting at, like, 7 o'clock now. It's fantastic.
I don't want to hear nobody talk about depressed. I don't want to hear nobody talk about a bad day. Yeah, get a grip.
The only thing...
Does that suck for you because you work much earlier now? Like you're literally waking up at like 2 a.m. to go to work?
It doesn't really make a difference, honestly. Yeah. Dark is dark. I drive in the dark to work every day, so whether it's 2 or 3, it won't really change much.
The only thing that sucked is that I had been out the whole day before and didn't get home until 6 a.m. and then had work at 8 a.m. That was going.
No, that is trash.
Yeah. But
because I was up drinking until like 4:30, which really was like 3:30, but still, that shit definitely hit a little different. Where the fuck is this, y'all? Like, what the hell?
All right.
Yeah, well, let's wrap this up because Ezra has so much work he clearly still needs to get done for the day.
My bad, I'm tapped in still. I just do not know where the fuck that shit went.
Damn. Yeah. Morgan, kick it off.
Oh, okay. Music. Oh, God. I don't want to kick it off. Someone else go. All
right. I'm back at it. Fucking music. I'm going with another Kanye. I'm not fucking around. Vultures is really that crazy. I went to Vultures last week. This week, I'm going to go Beg Forgiveness. TV wise, just finished 90 Day Fiance. The reunion was actually wild. And I'm back on Orchard Hill. It's been about 2 years since I picked that shit back up. I'm back on it. I don't give a fuck.
Did any of you guys watch the Wendy Williams documentary?
I have not, but I do hear people talking about that a lot. After I see it, we're going to have to tap in.
All right. My song is Don't Call Me by Alameda. I don't really know how to pronounce that, but I think that's close. And show-wise, The Bachelor. We're coming up towards the end. So sad.
Fantasy Suites. Damn, that was a good guess by me.
Yeah, it was.
Music-wise, I'm going Sweetheart by the Old Mervs. What a great band name. Some Australian band that actually shout out Paige put me out to. Or New Zealand, one of the two. TV-wise, I'm rewatching Avatar. It's on Netflix, so I'm just kind of watching. Not the live-action one, but like the original cartoon. So shout out to that. That being said, we're going to wrap this podcast up. Thank you for listening. As always, you can follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Porch Talk, No A. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Leave us a review on Spotify. Subscribe to the YouTube. We're trying to grow that. We got video on there. And Spotify, if you're watching it or if you're listening, you should be watching it also. It's great stuff. We appreciate you for listening. We'll be back next week. Peace.